we need an independent panel comprising local and international people who are very much committed to upholding human rights and the rule of law in particularly developing countries like Sierra Leone. The attack on our party yesterday was unprovoked. We are all there ready to hold a press conference. All the international media and local, we are already seated. And all of a sudden, we started being fired at with tear gas and live bullets, including the killing in cold blood of one of our matrons in the party, one hour to Buya, who was seated right in the party office, not even on the streets. We are not in a war. Elections is not supposed to be like a civil war. A lot of people are enduring even the presence of armed military and OSD personnel on the streets of the city under the guise of maintaining peace and security was a false pretense.
Abdullahi Barete, the report we are hearing is that the supporters of APC, while celebrating news that they are winning the election, started blocking streets, started behaving unruly, attacking people, and that is why the police had to come in and enforce the law to ensure there's law and order and peace.
That was a concocted narrative just a few days ago. They also came to our party office. They did the same thing, fired tear gas on us, arrested our secretary general. They killed Ishmael Bangura, a young boy, not even at the party premises. So this story cannot hold on. The reason being, how can we be jubilating and at the same time blocking traffic? The two will never match. For us, we continue to call for peace. We continue to exercise restraint as a party. And besides, a lot of people came to the party to just commensurate with us. We were not members of the APC.
Abdullahi Barete, this is what people are saying, that the APC has been peddling false information about you winning the election. And that is what is creating tension. That is what is allowing supporters of the APC to cause trouble that forces the police to step in to try to maintain law and order.
I only wish they would have also gone to the SLPP office at Wallace Johnson Street, where they were also jubilating because to them they were having favorable results from their own perceived strongholds. Why didn't the police go there? Why were the streets blocked on Wallace Johnson Street, but nobody went there to fire tear gas on the supporters of the SLPP? Why is it always on the APC as a party? And I will categorically state that because of the population that came to our office, the traffic was slower, but we saw military men controlling the traffic with no disruption. Why would they want to even build a story? And besides, if traffic was blocked, would that warrant people to fire tear gas right in the office? Would that warrant them to use live bullets on our people, killing our matron, who is there on a voluntary basis, supporting people who may need a Panadol because of the terrible health system in the country? I don't think that is warranted for. And this is where we condemn such acts in no uncertain terms, and at the same time, calling on the international community to team up with progressive local human rights organizations for an independent investigation into these killings. Just as how we have called on the killings that have happened in places like the Padamba Road prisons, the places like Tombo, Makeni, Tsonkolimba, this is not a novelty. This has been the trademark of this government to kill people with impunity. And we are making sure that whether we are in governance or not, people should be held accountable for their actions.